We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
We are joined on the line by Darius Purgeon, Buffalo Common Council president, talking about snow removal in the city about a week and a half removed from that big snowstorm that hit all of Western New York. People in the city of Buffalo still want to know, how are we going to address this moving forward? Thanks so much for being on with us. This topic not going away. It was talked about in the Common Council's meeting this week. Where do we stand on figuring out what went wrong last week in the city?
Well, I filed a resolution that is asking for the administration to appear before the Common Council to really explain to the council members and to the residents what occurred. We know what occurred. We had record snowfall on a holiday weekend, basically. But the council each year receives from the administration a snow plan. And that plan is very detailed, down to, vacations and people not being able to take vacations in certain months. And it generally has worked. And we just want to find out if there is something that the administration needs as we look toward the casino money, toward the American Rescue Plan money. Do we need to be investing in different types of vehicles or a different snow plan?
Darius, on-street parking seemed to be a really big issue. Have there been any suggestions that you've heard that you like in going forward with this?
Well, trust me, we've got many suggestions, and I welcome them all. I had one person call me and say, hey, why can't we do like the suburbs and nobody can park on the street? And I had to explain to them, the city is so much different than the suburbs in that, you know, you have many city houses with no driveways or that have multiple units. And imagine that nightmare of having two or three units with one driveway and everybody had to park, to a different type of plan for alternate parking. And I'll be very honest, we are very open to hear it and then work with the administration. The one thing that I didn't want our resolution and request to the administration to be is a finger pointing. People don't want to hear finger pointing. They want to hear solutions. And so that's what we want to work with the administration on solutions.
I'm wondering, and maybe this is not a great question to ask you. Maybe it's better suited for somebody at DPW. But is there an idea that could be as simple as, hey, we set a goal. We need enough equipment, manpower, you name it, to be able to go down every city street that isn't blocked by a car in 12 hours or 14 hours or whatever that time period is. And we set that goal and then we figure out, okay, how long or how much do we need in terms of investment or anything like that to meet that goal? Is that oversimplifying things a little bit, or is that what needs to happen?
I think that's laudable. I don't think it's always possible. You know, you look at some streets in which people really honestly could not move their car. You know, we kind of put things in this kind of paint it with a simple brush and go, well, those folks should have moved their car. Imagine having a senior who wakes up and there's feet of snow and that senior cannot get out. Every neighborhood isn't a neighborhood where everybody was out helping each other. Many were. I think that it is a very complicated issue. Goals are great, and you know, it's good you're able to measure. You know, you can't measure what you can't count. And at the end of the day, I'm okay with goals, but I think that we need, I truly believe, and I'm not the expert, and trust me, there were experts. I'm not going to start mentioning names, but we have some really, really good people in the Department of Public Works. So I'm in no way going to suggest that, you know, they didn't do their job. But I think that, you know, we had a lot of complaints from the side streets. And I think one of the biggest questions that the council is going to ask is how can we better get those side streets? You know, do we need smaller equipment? One of the ideas that came up, and I actually brought it up recently, was about doing like some of the suburbs did and suspend trash pickup. And the question is can sanitation workers then be switched over to help with snow removal? You know, and that's in some ways a union issue to talk. I wouldn't say issue, but things we need to talk about, because when you have a major snowstorm like that, that we don't get every week, but that we could get next week. And that's not because anybody's saying it, but you never know. I think you have to use all personnel that we can legally use and have trained to help with the snow removal.
All right. If large parking lots were cleared for residents to park, do you think they would do that in order to get their street cleared?
You know, the question, and that's come up a lot, you know, could we, and it even came up in the council. But here's the question, because I'll give you an example. At our church, we have a large parking lot. If we said that residents then could park in our parking lot, you've got two things now. You have an insurance issue, number one. And then number two, how do I get my lot cleared? If 100 cars park in my lot, how do I then get my lot cleared and get ready for instance, for the school that we have there? Or even if school was not in, I still have to get my lot cleared and salted. So that's where, when the business community heard that, then they were calling going, hey, you can't fill up my lot because I can't get my lot cleared to get it ready to get my employees back in, for businesses to have employees. So again, it's an idea. It's work. The devil is in the details.
You mentioned that, oh, it's an insurance issue then. And it always seems that, and we were talking about this one idea last week, where it seems like fear of legal repercussions might stand in the way of a lot of things. I was talking simply last week about the idea of people using their snow blowers or shovels to dig out their cars and putting it in the street, or to maybe clear out a little bit on the street. And so often you're told not to do that. Well, you don't go in the street, you know, legal liability, you know, all this other stuff. Or someone with a private plow, like, don't even touch the street. You don't know what's going to happen. Is there something the city can do to relax those fears if there is a more serious event like what we saw last week, to say, hey, we need some help out there. Don't worry about, you know, legal repercussions if you're just trying to help out.
Well, I'll say this. You know, the city is self-insured. So when we say don't worry about legal repercussions, you're talking the persons who pay claims and all that are the citizens of the city of Buffalo through their taxes. And I think that if the city gets to a point of saying, oh, don't worry about the legal repercussions, and then you end up with multi-millions of dollars in claims that have to be paid, it gets paid on the back of the taxpayer, not of an insurance company. What I would say is that some of what is being floated is to work with private companies and to work with local non-for-profits who may have equipment to get them to ensure that they're insured, then contract with them so that if we have a large snowstorm, the emergency becomes their priority, and then work can be let out. And that has come up before. And to be very honest, there has been some of that years ago. I don't know if recently, where we contracted with a few folks to do things like certain business strips and that kind of stuff. So legally, that could happen, where we have an army of companies that that are already, you know, bonded or licensed, whatever it would have to be, equipment already checked in advance. We know that they have had the training. That could happen.
Well, I guess it's a good thing that there's been a break since that big snow, you know, to be able to clear this up. But I know a lot more is coming next week. Darius, thanks for the time this morning.
Anytime. Thank you for having me.
Darius Pridgen, Buffalo Common Council President, joining us this morning.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back. Basketball is heating up. And the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.